Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome to our second hour here on Circles of Change. Thanks for joining us, folks, on what I'm sure is a lovely day, wherever it is you're listening or streaming from. And what joy for me to take us now from the greater Boston area down the coast to my prior home state of Connecticut and meet Kathy Caprino. Kathy, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, Zara. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Kathy is a nationally recognized success and leadership coach, trainer, writer, and speaker dedicated to the success and development of women in particular. Dream it, do it is her mantra, and she's the author of the book Breakdown, Breakthrough, The Professional Woman's Guide to Claiming a Life of Passion, Power, and Purpose. And lest you men think there isn't going to be something in this segment for you, don't touch that dial. Kathy is also founder and president of Elia Communications Incorporated, which is a leading success coaching and training firm for professionals and entrepreneurs. A former corporate marketing vice president, trained marriage and family therapist, and a seasoned coach, Kathy is a Forbes, Huffington Post, and AARP contributor, also a top media source on women's career and entrepreneurial issues and trends. She's appeared in over 100 leading magazines, newspapers, on national radio and television. So this is not a rookie we're going to get a chance to talk to. And the news, indeed, for our show today includes Kathy's launching the Amazing Career Project, which is coming up in July to help women create the highest level of happiness, success, and reward in their right work and really play big without restraint. So with that, Kathy, again, thanks for your time here on Saturday.
Thank you for having me, Zara.
Well, how in the world did you come to write the book that you did, the Breakdown Breakthrough book?
Yeah, so here's the quick story. I had an 18-year corporate career, and, you know, in the beginning I was excited about it, but as I moved forward in it, I really wasn't. And I really experienced a lot of bumps, heavy bumps. And as I hit 40, I'm 52 now, those bumps really turned into full-blown crises, from chronic illness. I've had something called tracheitis, an infection of the trachea, for 4 years, every 3 months. Zero work-life balance. I faced discrimination. I faced harassment. You know, all those things you hear about, but sometimes you don't really understand till they happen to you. But worse than all of that put together, Zara, was the feeling that I'd get up in the morning, and my kids were little then, they're 15 and 18 now, and feeling like what I was doing had zero contributive meaning in the world.
So let's see, I was actually 5 years ahead of you on that. I was probably 45 when some of that stuff set in, so I know where I've been there.
You've been there.
Yeah.
I want to hear all about that, too. Well, what's interesting is when you're there often, I've come to find, you feel you're in a box with a very tight lid, right? So I knew I needed help. I went to a therapist. I saw a career counselor, took assessment tests, hundreds of dollars worth. Nothing moved me out of that career. And one of the reasons was it made a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
And my husband's a jazz percussionist, and I thought, well, he's the creative, exciting one, and I'm the money bags. So I remained stuck until I moved to a bigger house, more financial burden, and then 9/11, and then I was laid off in a very brutal way, you know, you're just stripped of all your self-esteem. And that was it. That was my breakdown point. And, you know, I really felt I was on my knees, you know, and I said, that's it. I am never going to allow myself to feel so diminished, so victimized, so paralyzed, you know, so confused. That's it. I'm done. So, you know, quickly I figured out what is the next chapter. I became a marriage and family therapist. But what's interesting to me about that is I also trained as a coach, and I started giving talks to women around Connecticut about how do we thrive through change. And, Zara, I don't kid you, 9 out of 10 of the midlife working women I intersected with were as broken down as I had been. And I just snapped awake. I said, holy cow, this is an epidemic.
Yep, this is an epidemic, and I'm going to go play into it.
That's it. Yep. So I interviewed 100 women in a year across the country about what is women's professional crises, how are we different, are we men in skirts, or are we really different, how do we overcome these crises, and that's how the book came to be.
Wonderful. And so it was first released when?
In 08.
In 2008.
Battle of 08. Which is, can I share this with you?
Please, please.
Nobody cared about women at work. Nobody. It was the economy imploding. It was Obama. It was Palin. It was all of that in the news. Nobody cared. So what a blessing. We have Sheryl Sandberg today, Anne-Marie Slaughter. It's in the news. It's in the national conversation. But back then, it really wasn't.
But I would say, though, your timing couldn't have been better, though, to invest and come through your work in an authentic way without necessarily thinking it's going to be in the national spotlight, such that now you've also built a repertoire of 5 years of additional data, shall we say, that's given all the more power to your message.
Oh, thank you. That's what I call a reframe, what you just did there, meaning that is the happy news of all
of it.
Yes, exactly. When the book came out, however, you know, sometimes we're a little anxious.
Sure, exactly.
Anxious for it to be received and for the messages to get out there. So I was, really wanting that to come. And, you know, as the universe delivers, it delivers. It's going to come when it's going to come.
Well, isn't it, though, really, truly, though, Kathy, and I'm sure you've encountered this, this is a journey. This isn't about reaching a bunch of destinations. And in fact, by the way, like any good vacation, even though you think you've selected going to, you know, New York City for the weekend to see three Broadway shows, you lo and behold find that finding that one obscure restaurant next to that incredible museum that you had an extra half an hour to go to, that really was the important message here for you to take away.
You are so right,
right.
And that's one of the many things I teach in my programs. It's a Buddhist thought, a Buddhist concept. Do not overly attach to a particular outcome or you will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have to learn that every day.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
So you've written this wonderful book. Again, it's been 5 years. So again, as the energy around it or the timing and so on, you know, any memorable email that you got or client you approached or whatever that you suddenly did realize you flipped up that tipping point of the power of your book, breakdown, breakthrough?
Mm. Oh, what an interesting question. You know what I would actually say? A real flipping point for me is starting to contribute in a bigger way in my blogs on Forbes, for instance.
So writings, yeah.
Yeah, the writing, because it's interesting. I went to school for journalism at Boston U, and I took one class and hated it and went back to English Lit. But I didn't really work on my writing. I did a lot of business writing, but nothing like this, you know. So it took me a long time to even think that I could share my messages through a regular blog or a regular mm-hmm. column. And when that all happened about a year and a half ago with Forbes, that was a tipping point. You know, every once in a while I'll get 100,000 views or 150,000 views, which is a lot for me, and I'll get a lot of emails. And one in particular I did last year on LinkedIn, busting the 8 myths about what LinkedIn can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got, I'm not joking, about 300 emails a day for 3 days, asking desperately for help. And, you know, that's an interesting thing when that happens. First of all, you know you've touched a nerve and it feels wonderful to be of help. I didn't have the system in process to help that quantity.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, now what have I done?
Right. And then, truthfully, I'll be so transparent, everybody asked for free help.
Of course, so yeah.
And, you know, my husband said, would you go to Hertz Rental Car and say, I'd like to take the car from New York to Canada, but I don't want to pay, you
mm-hmm.
know? It's a business. So I had to really wrap my head around, wait a minute here, let's not get angry. People don't understand, and how do I turn this and flip it so that I can be of service in the big way that I want to?
Yeah, that's a marvelous thing. Well, you know, indeed, I can so resonate with your story about, okay, now that I've done it, what have I got? Because quite honestly, our very first radio show was, to me, all about being live on the radio. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute, this is a mechanism for me to create podcasts and gift to all my guests, such as you. And then I turned to my husband and said, holy smokes, we don't have a website. We better bring up a website. And so suddenly we've got a website that now 6 years later, we have over 900 podcasts. By the way, my husband, being the engineer, as I am, who thinks, so long as I have time and tools, I can do anything. He says, well, I'll be your webmaster. So, you know, now he's unfortunately got the move the piano 2 inches to the left, honey, you know, director in me. And like you said, he's been caught. So you got to be careful what you wish for every now and then.
Oh, so true.
It
often
is.
Brings to you much bigger things. You really bump as you spread your wings, you know.
But which is exactly, that's exactly though what you stand for and how you're trying to help all individuals dream it, do it, play much bigger game without restraint or be ready for it. But I'm sure there are those listening saying, yeah, right, that's you too. You had these phenomenal career experiences and background and so on. But, you know, I do believe, Kathy, that your book, Breakdown Breakthrough, is really transcends any age or stage of life that it can apply to. And I know you're about here now to launch the Amazing Career Project. So give us some insight into what that's all about.
Yeah, thank you for letting me talk about that. You know, I thought to that point of how do I help more people? I love one-on-one work, but I can't, you know, do hundreds of people in a week one-on-one. So the thing I thought of was, why don't I do a video series, just capturing everything I've learned in these 10 years of reinventing twice now, you know? What are the key topics? What are the key issues? What are the breakthrough moments? And so I did that. And in fact, last summer, 16 videos, and it's a career course.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found, and this is just another lesson, you really have to, you don't just launch these things and walk away. You have to understand, are they working? Are they not working? Are they giving people the support exactly that they need? And what I found was, people love the series, but they get stuck, like we all do in life. And so the launch that's happening this summer is a true group coaching program where people are going to get the videos at, you know, at a good clip, and they're going to be on the phone with me every week. So it's the 16 core topics, but you do need help. You can't solve the problem on the level it was created. You need help to break through your limitations. So to your point, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Kathy, you've done this because you were a writer, or it's easy for you. We do that when we see what we think are people 100 steps or 10 steps down the path ahead of us. We think they have something that we don't have. And you know what? It's just not true. Everybody has talents, gifts, passions, abilities. Everybody has histories and ways of perceiving things that are truly unique that can help other people. So we have to get over the fact that, you know, I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. I have limitations. We all have power gaps, I call them, and we all have limitations. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
Well, and little do they realize that people like you and I, hey, I'm telling you, we're rolling the dice every day. We're just trying it out. You think we just happen to be really Oscar award-winning performers of having the right veneer in front of us that makes it look like we have our acts totally together.
Right.
But we're out there just pressing the envelope. And if anything, the technology, the mechanisms allow you to kind of turn and tweak, right? I mean, say, oh, that didn't work. I better yank it up. Or like here you are realizing that you're going to repurpose these 16 videos because it dawned on you that, oh, the idea of voice-to-voice connection, or I ventured to say at some point there in Connecticut, you're going to have a retreat and have women enjoy maybe three different get-togethers, because that's the other piece of this for any of us that are going through a major change. Leaning on or leaning with others is the single most powerful thing you can do. Now, you got to be careful who you pick to do that with. But at the end of the day, that's where the multiplier effect happens. Haven't you found that?
Yes, it's so true. And there's this other piece that you've touched on. I find that I do this for others, but I don't do it for myself as
bingo.
Well.
Bingo. Yep.
What you're most afraid of, that's the thing to walk into. So when you talk about retreats, for instance, you know, I give 50 to 60 talks and trainings a year. I love speaking to 500 people or 50 people or 5 people. But to launch my own retreat, that's a next step where it's me with my group for 3 days or 2 days. And there's fears around that, crazy, irrational fears, but fears, you know, am I going to motivate them enough, whatever it is.
Will enough people sign up?
Evidence.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And there's so much evidence to the contrary, but I really recommend this. We have to walk right into the fear. Do it. I mean, sometimes we're not quite ready, so you have to feel like, all right, I'm afraid, but there's enough evidence that I can pull this off well. But we really, you're right, we need others to help us see that future vision before it's hatched.
Well, and I tell you, Kathy, the idea of piling in an idea and, you know, my very first radio show, of course, we had a call-in show. Hey, I staged up 5 friends to call in with questions. What the heck? You know, and it turns out we ended with 10 other random callers that came in. And I said, oh, I guess this can work, you know, so you just don't know until you get there. We're speaking with, by the way, Kathy Caprino from Ellia Communications. That's ELLIA Communications.com. For those of you who'd like to learn more, and her book, of course, is Breakdown, Breakthrough, The Professional Woman's Guide to Claiming a Life of Passion, Power, and Purpose. You wanted to mention quickly five core steps that you reveal in the course of your work. You want to hit some of those high points
for us here,
Kathy?
I'd love to. Thank you. And this came from the interviews I've done, and as you said, the 5 years of additional research.
Yeah.
So I really believe these are the five critical steps if you want to make any change in your life, whether it's professional or relationships or career, whatever it is, here they are. The first is you've got to step back.
Yeah.
You've got to get off the hamster wheel. And you've got to do what I call a real inventory of who you've been and who you want to be. And, you know, I have a tool for that. It's a free career path assessment. It's 11 pages. You don't do this in 3 minutes. But it allows you to step back and look at yourself in a way that you just don't on your own. If, for instance, it asks you, what are all the jobs you've ever had from high school on, what you loved, what you hated, what you'll never do again, and what you want to bring forward. And sometimes you connect the dots when you
do this. Just by writing it, you get it out of your head, too.
That's it.
Yep.
And questions like, when I'm 90 looking back, what do I want to have said I've done? What will I regret if I don't do it? So you step back for an empowered perspective. Another piece on that is so many times when you're not happy where you are, you think, I blew it.
Yeah.
Like when I got my master's in marriage and family therapy and woke up and didn't want to be a therapist any longer, what do you think I felt?
Yes, failure.
Failure, right? So you have to step back for an empowered perspective. The second step is let go of the thinking patterns and behaviors that keep you stuck. And everyone has them. And here's what I've found. If you don't look at what is habitually, chronically keeping you stuck or small or afraid, it's going to follow you wherever you go. And I've seen it over and over. So we've got step back, let go. And the third is say yes to your compelling visions. And I talk about what is amazing success to you. And do you know, so many women in particular shy away from, I'm not worthy of amazing success. I don't even want to talk about that. I'll talk about one step forward. But I want people to talk about what is knock your socks off happiness. And how would you know you had it? What would it look like? So that's the third step, to really dimensionalize that. The fourth is to explore it, just like you're talking about. It's a journey. It isn't, oh, I've reinvented my career and now I'm happy for the rest of my life. You grow, you change, you morph, you shed your skin, and now you're a different person. I find that, oh, I go through that a lot. You know, I'll look at something I put on my website and I love it, and then 6 months later I'm like, what was I thinking? I don't really like that slogan, you know? And the fifth step is going out and creating it, and how we do that through smart steps, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely creation.
Well, and you know, quite honestly, that's where I think you know the tagline for this show is that your path is created by walking on it.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, you know, you can only analyze it, create the business plan, ask for 50 people's feedback so long, and then you just got to step out in faith and but truly with a desired outcome focus. And it's amazing how so long as you get clear on the what, that the hows will come to you. In other words, those stepping stones will appear. Now, albeit the challenge happens when three different stones appear and you're not sure which one do I go to, but put your foot down and the next one will happen.
I agree. I think, you know, the biggest tip I can leave with for everyone is to act boldly. And we do that when we're afraid, we do that when we're unsure. We do that when, you know, we don't think we have enough, but we're going to take that step. We're going to attract and go for these great opportunities that are waiting for us. But we have to act boldly for that.
So, Kathy, the opportunity you've had to give your seminars and your talks to a variety, is there any one typical type audience that takes your breath away or catches you off guard or really stumps the judge for you, if you think about that?
Great question. I'm going to be honest. You know, my world is midlife corporate women. But here's how I'm morphing. There is so much energy in the entrepreneurial world, and there's so much different energy with younger generations than myself. And, you know, when I'm with entrepreneurial women who have big dreams to launch, they take my breath away because of their hope and their motivation. And, you know, for some midlife women, a lot of our baggage, it's like an albatross. You know, we're still a little bit caught between the role models we had growing up and what we think we're capable of. The younger generations don't have that. They don't have that at all. So I am so enlivened right now in helping women launch a big dream, like starting a business, a landscape design business, a graphic design business, whatever they want. It's their hope and their belief that they can do it. That takes my breath away, and I'm so grateful for it.
Well, I think the other piece of that is, of course, that you and I, you know, in the phase of life that we're in, also, we're also always wanting to be relevant. And, you know, there's no better way to be relevant than become a teacher of those younger, because before you realize it, the table's been turned and you become the student then. So the additional energy and the wake-up calls, you think, uh-oh, I better go learn about that so I can be relevant to this community.
You're so right. You know, that's even true with the term career. There have been some younger folks that have told me they think the word career is outmoded.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because
what a revelation, right?
It is, because they feel that means a staid, directed path, predictable steps, crawling the ladder, et cetera, et cetera. And you're right. You can't even use the word.
No, I'm moving away from that because I'm more interested in the circular, nonlinear path. I did it myself. Why wouldn't I want to help others, right?
Well, in fact, you know, if I can touch on that, you mentioned, you know, you let us know that you went on, and it's no light thing to go back and get training in marriage and family therapy and get the appropriate certification. But you're writing your own story, Kathy, and that at some point that circle's going to come back, already using them, but perhaps tangentially at some point build that whole next big kapowie that you don't even know will be coming at you at some point in time.
That's a beautiful thought, you know, from your mouth to God's ears. But
it's also a way we can justify all that money we sunk into something and yet to seem to pay back. So we're just waiting for the price of gold to go back up again.
That's right. But I want to tell you, I use every single skill that I learned in that 3-year master's, you know, working with rape, incest, drug addiction, attempted murder. I use everything that I learned every day in that experience. So I'm incredibly grateful for that.
And I would imagine, too, you mentioned here, of course, having teens at 15 and 18. Ours actually are 16 and 19, so we're very close on top of that. As we also know that a lot of what you're talking about, every bit of this breakdown breakthrough experience, I think adds the resilience, the insight, and the wisdom to know what kind of, you know, person I want to continue modeling for my husband and my children.
Oh, so true. That therapy experience changed everything for me. How I communicate, how I parent, how I see life, how I embrace resilience. And, you know, the hope is that we can be a model for our kids. And, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to take what they want and chuck the rest.
Just like we did, by the way. So, yeah, I mean, history repeats itself there, right?
Right, exactly.
That's great. Well,
yeah.
It's been a pleasure. Kathy Caprino, again, for our listeners, you want to go to ELLIACommunications.com. Her book is called The Breakdown Breakthrough, The Professional Woman's Guide to Claiming a Life of Passion, Power, and Purpose, which you can find through her website. Also, keep posted on the Amazing Career Project that you can get the video series today, of course, but recognize she's going to partner it in a webinar interactive format here coming up this summer. We wish you all the best. We'll look forward to hearing of the results of that launch, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
That's
great. For a great conversation.
You did. I had one more question for you, and that would be, how do you think you've changed the most in helping other people change?
Oh, wow.
I never ask easy questions last, by the way. You know?
All right, here's what I would say. When I first started this, I had a build it and they will come belief that if you just positive think, it's going to work out. And I myself have learned that that's not enough. Positive thinking is a critical part of it, but there's so many other steps to take that are important. And, you know, in the learning the hard way, for me, I'm turning my mess into a message. You know, it's not just about positive thinking. You do have to take some very structured steps and get the help you need. And I think I'm learning that much more every day, and I hope I can share that with others.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again, Kathy. Have a wonderful balance of the weekend, and thanks for contributing here on Circles of Change.
Thank you so much.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.